Now we will be continuing with the next infectious diseases. That is ringworm, caused by dermophytes, which belong to the three different genera. Number one, Microsporum. The second genera is Trichophyton. And the third genera is Epidermophyton. Ringworm is the most common infectious fungal disease. You know, the symptoms which includes dry, scaly lesions on various parts of our body, our nails, toes, scalp, skin, groin, everything also shows some dryness and scaly lesions. In severe cases, it may also lead to intense itching. And the factors that favor the growth of this pathogen is heat and moisture. They grow particularly in the skin folds of groin and between the toes. What is the mode of transmission of this ringworm? This is from soil or by means of using the towel or cloths or comb of the infected persons. So hence we need to be very careful in washing our hands before and after going for the toilets, or we have to be very much conscious about taking care of our personal hygiene, not to share towels or cloths or comb of the infected persons or anybody. If you talk about the list of infections caused by dermophytes, the Trichophyton, which shows its influence on our skin, hair and nails. This Microsporum also shows their impact in our skin and in hair. This Epidermophyton, it lives in our skin and occasionally it also affects our nails. This Tinea, it's a scaly annular skin lesions, which is also known to us as athlete's foot. Tinea capitis is a ringworm of scalp. Tinea corporis, it's a ringworm on a non-hairy skin or a part of our body. That's all for the ringworm. Thank you for listening.